Welcome to The Mind of Money. My name is Douglas Lodmel. Of course, I'm your asset protection attorney. And I really want to address one main thing in this video, and that's year-end tax planning. So this is something that all of us need to deal with it. We need to think about it. So it is October right now, and you have just one quarter left to consider some kind of tax planning strategy. So what I'm going to say is that if you paid over $100,000 of taxes last year, you should be thinking about a strategy to reduce that number. If you paid $200 or $300 or $400 or more, then you really need to be thinking about this. So I'm going to explain a couple of basic things that many of my clients are not aware of. It's just not part of their consciousness. And it's really about understanding the interplay between your investment strategy and your tax planning strategy. So most, even CPAs, are kind of like, well, they don't have anything to do with each other. Tax planning is tax preparation. We have the income, we have the expenses, we prepare the returns. And your investment advisor is likely saying, well, no, investments, I mean, we can be tax efficient, we can use a strategy that doesn't capture capital gains, we can buy and hold, we can invest in tax-free or tax-deferred funds, but they're not really thinking about the full picture. So I'm going to paint a picture for you that expands that. You have income that you're making from some source. You have expenses and you have a net adjusted gross income, and that's what you're going to pay your taxes on. You have investments, and for the most part, those investments are not helping you in any way reduce that tax number. However, there are certain investments that can help you reduce the tax number just by making an investment. So for example, and I'm not recommending anybody do this, I just want to give you a really clear, obvious example. If you were to buy an airplane in 2023, we still have bonus depreciation rules in place. So if your business was one in which you could justify buying a plane so that you could visit your various projects or clinics or business ventures or investments around the state or around the Southwest or around the Northeast or whatever reason you need an airplane is, and you buy that airplane, you can actually deduct in the very first year 80% of the cost of that airplane. So if you were in your business made $1 million and you went out and bought an airplane for $1.2 million, you could actually deduct almost $1 million of the cost of that airplane directly off your $1 million of income. So you go from paying $350,000 in taxes to paying zero taxes because you bought an airplane and you used bonus depreciation to completely bonus out that. That's pretty amazing. Now, what's the cost of that? Well, one, do you really need an airplane? Do you want an airplane? Is this functional and useful for you? Two, when you sell that airplane, you've now bonused out 80% of it, so your basis in that airplane is now much lower, and you're going to have to recapture all that gain when you sell the airplane. So this strategy is not designed to just go out and buy crazy assets at the end of the year, an airplane this year, a Rolls Royce next year because it's heavier than 5,500 pounds. You know, those things do work with bonus depreciation, but they're not a long-term strategy because they're not really assets. They're declining in value and they cost money to maintain, particularly something like an airplane. You know, unless you're a pilot and you're really into it and you really want an airplane, then yes, you should do it for both tax reasons and the fact that you want an airplane. But if you're not, and you just want the tax savings, there's something much better than an airplane. So what is that? And that is the magic of real estate and depreciation. So many of you already know what I'm talking about. The ones that don't, it's going to be obvious. When you buy a piece of investment real estate, you are allowed to take accelerated depreciation. And there are many ways you can do that. You can also take bonus depreciation in some cases. So The great thing about depreciation is that it is a non-cash deduction. So if you spend $2.5 million on an office, you can probably get $600,000 or $700,000 of accelerated depreciation, and that can be offset against your income if certain conditions are met. So I'm not going to go into all the conditions because it gets too long for this video, but the concept is that your investment strategy is very much tied to how much taxes you paid. And if you can actually do some strategic planning around these two things, it can make a world of difference in your overall long-term wealth building strategy. Because if you can save taxes, that means you have all that much more money working for you for all these years. And even if you're going to have to ultimately pay the piper, which you always do, you're going to be paying it with money that you have earned in an exponential way. So the net is, if you do it right, you can absolutely come out way, way ahead. And the simplest way to do this is probably through simple investment strategies. It can be something like oil and gas, ATM funds. It can be easements, conservation easements. And the simplest of all of them is really syndicated real estate investment. And when I say syndicated real estate investment, what I mean is that instead of you going out and trying to buy a multifamily apartment unit and hire a manager and a management team and fill it up and rehab it and do a cost segregation analysis and all the things it takes to get all this accelerated depreciation, you let somebody else do all that work. They're professionals. They do it all the time. They're going to almost certainly do it better than you. And you just give your money. You're an investor. You're a limited partner, which means you have limited liability. You're going to get a K-1 at the end of that first year after you make your investment, and that K-1 is almost certainly going to have a negative number on it. So if you invest, let's say, $200,000, you might have a K-1 with a negative $80,000 or a negative $120,000 on it. That, if done right, can offset your income. And so the game is you are offsetting income with good investments, but it's very important that it's a good investment. So the real estate itself needs to be a good investment. You actually have to have a real rate of return on the investment that you're making. That's why I'm not a fan of an airplane, because that's not a good investment. I mean, you might get lucky. You might buy a pre-COVID airplane, and in COVID, it actually went up in value, which did happen. But in general, an airplane costs more to maintain than it goes up in value, and so you have a net loss. But real estate usually doesn't do that. Real estate almost always goes up in value. And certainly a project that is designed to, where you actually have a strategy and a value add, and you're actually doing something to make the property more valuable, those projects have historically had very good track records. Why am I bringing this up now? I'm bringing it up now because it is October. We're in the last quarter, and this is not something you can really think about in the next, in December 15th. If you're even considering this, if this sparks an interest in you at all, I am inviting you to call me, email me directly and say, Doug, I saw your podcast on The Mind of Money talking about year-end tax planning. I would like to have a session with you. I will help you understand the basics of this and see if there's something that you might be able to do in these last 3 months of the year before it's too late for this year. If this year is not a problem for you, you don't have the income, or you're not going to pay the taxes, then just wait on this conversation or call us with this conversation. I'm still happy to have it. But it is very important that if it is relevant to you this year, that we do it now, as quickly as possible. And when I say quickly, I mean right away, the next couple of weeks, because many of these things just take time. They take time to implement, and we need the time. A quarter is a very short time frame. Ideally, you start doing these things in the beginning of the year so that you have them for the following year. So I'm inviting you to do that. You can call the office directly and schedule with me. Of course, the office number is 602-230-2014, or just shoot an email. The email is support@laudmel.com. Say, schedule with Doug, year-end tax planning. Just say that. My assistant, Iman, will get that at the support email address. She'll schedule with me, and we'll have a conversation about this. So I hope this has been helpful. And more than ever, remember, it's your money. Act like it. We'll see you next time.